All eyes on Europe's central bank boss Mario Draghi this morning. Will the era of cheap money finally come to an end? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. There's interesting stuff happening in the world of central banking. No, that's not an oxymoron. Will Europe's central bank finally raise interest rates today? The 19 Eurozone countries are economically healthier. Here's what Rabobank's Jane Foley will be watching for.
Well, we're not going to have anything on interest rates from the ECB probably for quite a while. But really what the discussion is going to be about is tapering of the enormous asset purchasing programme. Now, because of the rise of the euro, it's possible that any details about this could be delayed to perhaps till later of the year. But we may get some sort of pre-announcement, some sort of clue that something will happen perhaps, or some details will be given perhaps in December about cutting down on that asset purchasing programme in 2018.
Now, there's big uncertainty too in the US because you've got Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chairman, her term expires in February, and her Vice Chair, Stanley Fischer, has just said he's definitely going in October. What does that mean for policy in the US?
Now, this gives Trump the potential to put in followers of his way of thinking. And this is very important when it comes to regulation specifically. Now, Fischer was a big outspoken proponent of the regulation. Now, when I talk about regulation, I'm specifically referring to that regulation that came in after the global financial crisis. Specifically, there was regulation put in place to stop these sorts of crises happening again, regulation on banks. Trump wants to pare some of that back. Fischer now has gone. He hasn't said why he's gone specifically. It could be about that, maybe not. But with so many seats vacant on the Federal Reserve, there is the possibility that we will get a regulator less concerned about regulation.
Rabobank's Jane Foley. Let's do the numbers. Markets around the world waiting for that decision from the European Central Bank. Asian markets closed mixed. In Europe, Germany's DAX is leading the gains, up 105 points or 0.86%, while the FTSE 100 is up 11 points or 0.14%. In a blog post late on Wednesday, Facebook revealed that unknown entities in Russia spent at least $100,000 over 2 years on divisive social and political messages before the presidential election. The BBC's Dave Lee in San Francisco has more details.
The advertisements did not back any political figure specifically, but instead posted inflammatory statements on topics such as immigration, race, and equal rights. Users were directed to fake accounts that the network believes may have been created by a pro-Kremlin group known as the Internet Research Agency. All the accounts have now been closed, Facebook said. In the wake of the US election result, Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg said it was, quote, crazy to think that misinformation or fake news on Facebook could have swayed the result. But his company's own investigation appears to have revealed those concerns were not too crazy after all. The company has now said it is cooperating with a federal investigation into the wider issue of Russian meddling in the US election.
The BBC's Dave Lee. Now, one size does not fit all. This week saw major design houses banning models less than a US size 2 from catwalks. Most women will tell you, though, that even a size 6 is pretty unrealistic. So let's talk real bodies. In Nigeria, the BBC's Didi Akinyelure has been attending a fashion show for the plus size population.
Lights, catwalk, curves. A fashion event with a difference.
Today I am at the Plus Size Fashion Week Africa. It's holding here in Lagos, Nigeria. It's the first time, and this is the only fashion runway show that's ever been dedicated to plus size women. About 500 people are seated around a white runway. But what's different about this event is this time we're celebrating the African woman's body.
While Africa's fashion industry is said to be worth billions of dollars, the plus size scene is largely neglected. But the market size could present an opportunity.
My name is Temi Abodere Alao. I am the founder of Plus Size Fashion Week Africa. When you go shopping, bigger sizes run out quicker than the smaller ones, and that's got to be telling retailers something. Even if they make smaller pieces, the exponential amount of time in which they run out is very quick. So there is money to be made here.
Some critics say that the industry sends out the wrong message. The World Health Organization estimates that 40% of women in the world are overweight or obese. The plus size industry could be seen as glamorizing health issues. Tammy disagrees with the critics.
No, it's not about promoting obesity. It's about promoting self-worth, loving yourself, and being the best version of yourself. We're built in our own unique way. Being plus size isn't necessarily being unhealthy.
But for young models like Praise Olaye, who has just won a one-year contract at a plus-size modelling agency in London, it's the start of a promising career.
Modelling wasn't easy from the start. I just had to love my body. I'm super excited.
A positive message that proves that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, it's all about style, not size. Finally... The British record industry is finally coming out the other side. British pop stars brought in $456 million last year thanks to overseas sales, the highest figure since records began. On that high note, it's goodbye from us. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.